Let's have a homemade special.
Walking Spanish.
You know it's class full of sand.
It was all I could do to restrain myself from looking for Amaryllis during the lunch break, but I managed to hold back until I finished at the college. Where might she be? Which are the places where we've been together in our waking lives? And of course, her availability was not unlimited. Part of her time was taken up by the piano lessons she gave. I was pretty sure that she wanted to see me again, but I recognised that she had to do it her way. Although she'd readily admitted being a weirdo, there was always method in her madness. By not giving me a time and place to meet, she was continually testing how tuned in I was to her. As always, her face came to me half turned away. Probably she wouldn't want to be taken for granted after last night's glim. With that in mind, I went to the first place where we'd seen each other in the young glim world, the Klein bottle display in the Science Museum. There I'd waited as I'd done at the town library when I was 14, and hoping for a glimpse of a girl I hadn't yet dared to speak to. I seemed to have a lot of breath in me and I had to keep exhaling. In the flat unglim of this Thursday afternoon, there was nobody else at the Klein bottle display. I had it all to myself. Cindy Ackerman's reiterations came to mind, suggesting motion in the twists and turns of the glittering glass. As before, I turned my back on the bottles and felt their presence behind me. But then her written words, only half remembered, came up in me like mental indigestion. After a half hour or so, Amaryllis appeared, breathless. I couldn't get here any sooner, she said. I had this woman in Wimbledon who insists on playing Scarlatti. She always loses, but she always drags 10 minutes more out of me. She dropped her shoulder bag and flung herself into my arms. Not knowing when or even if I'd see her again, not even knowing her full name, I hugged her as if I could imprint myself on her by main force. You did it, she said. You glimmed me to you and kissed me again. Do you remember what happened, I said with my mouth against her neck. The bus and the Brass Hotel and room 318? Yes, Peter, I remember all of it. I'm not alone anymore. I was so touched that I almost started to cry. I kissed her again and again. After a while, I moved my face an inch or two away from hers and said, so I passed the test then, did I? What do you mean, Peter? It was my glim and I glimmed you into it. Yes, you did, but it wasn't a test. But it was important to you, for me, to bring you into my glim rather than be a guest in yours. I wanted us to have a two-way connection, that's all, she said, squirming a little away from the question. This time her t-shirt said Walking Spanish. Did she remember her t-shirt in last night's glim? I decided to let it be our unspoken thing. Walking Spanish, I said. It's from a Tom Waits song, she said. He rolled up a blade up in his trick towel. They slapped their hands against the wall. You never trip, you never stumble. He's walking Spanish down the hall. I know the song very well, I said. Are you walking Spanish down the hall? I just like the sound of it. To me, it always suggests going into the fourth dimension. Spanish is the way to walk.